You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
It is time for the Social Soundbite, 7:51. We're remembering the great Dottie Ray this morning. I should have known the answer before I even asked you, Nick, though. I asked if you've ever been on the Dottie. Of course you've been on the Dottie Ray Show. Everybody's been on the Dottie Ray Show.
Everybody's been on the Dottie Ray Show. They all have a Dottie Ray story.
What was your story like? What do you remember about it?
Well, I remember kind of the setup of, you know, we were talking about this a bit before, but in the day and age where, you know, you've got Marc Maron and Jay Mohr doing podcasts in their garage at their home, it's something that we think of as associated with kind of today's edgy media. And, you know, she was doing that for quite some time. And that was my experience over there. I remember being sent there and thinking, is this a real thing? Is this legit? You know, I appear to be going to someone's residence. Yeah.
A lot of people were confused. I got that a lot when people would go, like, they weren't sure they were at the right place.
Yeah, did I get the address right? Did I do a street versus an avenue?
Yeah, you walk in, you're in her living room, and there's the microphone. It's all set up.
And she was a wonderful host. Mm-hmm. In you know, beyond all of that stuff, you know, had a nice chair and a a cup with pencils there. So
did you get a pen too?
I did, of course.
Yeah,
of course,
got a pen. Everyone got their Dottie Ray pen too. And it's just so much fun talking to people about their memories. And she certainly will be missed. One of a kind, a class act, always around. So we are remembering Dottie. We're going to share more memories coming up next. I bet Terry Dickens has a thing or two to say, too. He's going to be my guest coming up next hour. And we're going to talk to Amy Hospodarski with Midwest One Bank about Rock the Chalk. So we've got a few more things to talk about. The snapshot's coming up, too. But this is the Social Soundbite, where we talk about what's happening in social media. So what's happening in social media, Nick?
Well, as you may have heard, there are apps out there called ad blockers that, surprise, surprise, block ads on the various websites that you're looking at to give you a more interruption-free experience. Well, Facebook announced yesterday that they would be blocking ad blockers in both their desktop. They already block it on their mobile code, which is where most of their users come from. Anyways, so it's kind of an interesting dynamic as, Facebook is saying, no, we are trying to create targeted ads that people want to see. They've actually created ad preferences, which is kind of their pivot to say, it's not that we're saying all ads all the time, because as a user, you can go in and dial your ads up, down, control what you're seeing.
Who wants to dial their ads up?
That seems like a nice press release snippet there, but yeah, you do have to wonder who that is. But, you know, many ad blockers have been saying, well, this is just a cat and mouse game, because now we'll figure out what it will take to block that. Yeah. And at the end of the day, you have to question, what is it? You know, back to who's turning their ads up. What is it that the consumer wants? And I think that's why all of us have to look at upping our advertising game, regardless of the form, to make sure that we are creating interesting content that people want to see, drawing those eyeballs to it instead of just interrupting as we've always done. Hey, look over here, look over here.
Yeah, no doubt. That's interesting. We'll see what happens here moving forward, if they're able to continue blocking those ads, or if this new ad blocker will come up. It'll be the Facebook ad blocker, and then they'll block that one. As you said, cat and mouse will be interesting to watch. Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. This has been the Social Soundbite. Anything else you want to squeeze in?
Our social brand forum is just 1 month and 2 weeks away.
Wow, man. Okay, we've been talking about that all summer. I can't believe it's that close now. Well, still time to sign up, right?
Absolutely, and you can use promo code KXIC to save.
And where do they sign up at?
Socialbrandforum.com.
Socialbrandforum.com. And why would people want to go to this, Nick? Tell me about it.
To do exactly what we've been talking about just then, raising your content game. We've got several speakers talking about content marketing. Joe Polizzi, Melanie Diesel talking about branded content. Lots of great stuff.
So small business owners, people want to get it out there.
Small business owners, marketing team person at small, medium, large size marketing groups.
Little advice from some experts. How about that? Check it out, thesocialbrandforum.com. Use promo code KXIC and save. That's Nick Westergaard. I'm Jay Capron. We will be right back with more after this on 800-KXIC. We're going to hear more about that all-female staff back in the 40s. That's a big deal. We'll talk about that here coming up here in just a little bit.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.